Road train laws in New South Wales have come into line with those in place in Queensland. I spoke with Cotton Australia General Manager Michael Murray about the changes.
Well, it's certainly going to give carriers and farmers a lot more flexibility. One of the problems is that for many road train operators, they could only legally fit five round bales on, and with a little bit of carryover or hangover, you know, they needed for the sixth bale. This allows them to extend the rear of their lead trailer and the front of their trailing trailer, so they still stay within the overall width, a length of 36.5 metres for a road train, but they've got that little extra room to allow them to comfortably fit their six full-size round modules on the deck and meet all the other dimension requirements.
Can you tell me about the difficulties in the past prior to these changes, which have come straight into effect?
A number of our industry workers, whether they're owners or contractors, you know, they suffered infringement notices from the regulatory authorities because they had over-dimensional loads. So the last module was hanging out the back. They had to pay fines, but also had to reduce their loads down to five round modules. This will greatly improve their efficiency. It keeps all the safety in place by keeping the overall length of the road trains no longer. It brings some consistency between New South Wales and Queensland. Fortunately, in Queensland, we've had this ability for at least three seasons now. So this brings us both in the line. The thing that both Queensland people and New South Wales people need to bear in mind is that they will have to get their extension certified. It is a modification to their trailer. Under the law, it does need to be inspected and certified. That needs to happen immediately in New South Wales. If in Queensland, where certification wasn't previously required, there is a little bit of a grace period until the beginning of 2019 to get those modifications certified. But certainly, if people take this opportunity up in New South Wales, they need to go online on the RMS website. That'll show you where various certifiers are located, and they can get their extension certified.
What will it mean as far as getting cotton to market? What does it mean for those sorts of efficiencies?
Well, it certainly lifts the efficiency on those people who could only legally fit the five before. They can now legally carry six. Their running costs are probably almost the same, might be slightly higher fuel consumption with a slightly extra heavy load, but you know, they've basically got those savings there, and hopefully those savings will be passed back, at least in part, if not in full, back to the growers as well.
We are in May, so we're halfway through the harvest kind of period. Tell me, how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been running later than usual, probably in general a couple of weeks later because of the dove season. And we're certainly not going to see record-breaking yields. So the yields, after having some really fantastic yields the last couple of seasons, I think most growers are a little bit disappointing, but in general, they're not disastrous results.
Cotton Australia General Manager Michael Murray. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter here. The handle is @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.